again. Great to be with you. Just say briefly before we pray that as you look here, if you can imagine people sitting at home watching TV, I don't know about you, but most people have TVs, just say they have a phone in their pocket or in their purse. But people watch TV on a regular basis. And the amazing thing about Good News TV is that you don't have to subscribe to anything, you don't have to know it's there, you just flip with the channel. I mean, you flip through the channels, and there it is. And so the experience of the viewers is ultimately that they discover our channel, they start watching, and the Holy Spirit starts working in their hearts. And I'll share more experiences that people have had throughout this service. And I hope that it's inspiring, encouraging, and I hope it inspires us also to work ourselves individually. We can work together through the airwaves, but we also, God gives us an opportunity individually to reach those people that they can't otherwise be reached. They may not be watching TV, but they may be a friend of yours, they may be a family member, they may be a neighbor, or it may be a stranger that God helps you bump into. But God wants us all to be involved in soul winning, in helping people to be ready for heaven. And so we're excited that, you know, Good News Broadcasting Network, also known as Good News TV, is able to do part of that work. So I'm excited to be able to be here. Let's go ahead and start off with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for being able to be here with Grace in the Desert Church, Susan and myself. Lord, I ask that you'll continue to pour out your Holy Spirit upon each of us, that we may be able to hear your voice and respond to you, and that I would not be speaking, but you would be speaking through me. Lord, I genuinely ask for that to be the case, and that you'd give me the words to share, and that you'd help us to not only hear, but respond to your calling on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for this life you've given us and the opportunity to be your servants, each of us. And we look forward to how you're going to work in our lives and in the lives of those around us. May you help us to be faithful until Jesus comes. And may you be with us during this experience, this worship experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this Bible verse here that was just read, I will read it again briefly. It's kind of part of the theme, you know, that Good News TV is going by. And so I'll read it and then explain a little bit. And that is, as you can read here, it says, "Then how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" A lot of what we're doing is preaching the gospel over the airwaves so that people can hear about the Bible. They can learn about what the Bible actually teaches. And they can realize that they have a Savior, Jesus, who wants to save them, wants to save us all. And then they can not only believe in him, but have a relationship. And their lives are changed, as God wants all of our lives to change. Good News TV programming is actually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's all Adventist programming. And we praise the Lord that there is such a collection of programs that we can air, and that so many people are making decisions for Jesus as they watch. Let me read for you a text from Ellen White, actually. and ninth testimonies, what it says is there are many, many who are reading the scriptures who cannot understand their true import. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. And then it concludes to say, many are on the verge of the kingdom, waiting only to be gathered in. It's exciting to know that many people are searching the scriptures, and they want to understand the truth, but sometimes it's just difficult for people to understand. And that, furthermore, they are only just waiting to be gathered in. And so it's exciting that Good News TV has a part again in that, to help people to understand what the Bible is actually teaching, so that people can make decisions and not be deceived, not misunderstand God's character, as often happens, and they will realize that God really loves us and He has a plan for our lives here on earth and for eternity. Do you believe, you know, that the harvest is great? As it says in Luke chapter 10, verse 2, it says, the harvest, Jesus actually says to His disciples, then He said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. And I want to repeat, you know, the fact that, yes, we broadcast 24 hours a day. Praise the Lord, we are able to do that. But He wants all of us to be involved. So as you're praying for the Lord of the harvest to send laborers, don't exclude yourself. You know, He wants us all involved in His work. And He gives us all opportunities to reach people that nobody else could reach like you could reach. So don't forget that. And keep in mind that He wants us all involved. Do you think that the end may be near? I mean, if you look around us, it seems like there is so much chaos and so many crazy things going on in the world that I've never seen before. Well, Ellen White says in another place, she says, there is danger in delay. That soul to whom you may have found, that soul to whom you might have opened the scriptures, passes beyond your reach. Why? Because Satan has prepared some net for his feet. And tomorrow, he may be working out the plans of the archenemy of God. So why delay? Why even delay one day? Why not go to work at once? I don't know about you, but I am not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. I don't like to engage with people. It's just difficult to do. So me actually standing up here is unique in itself. But God actually takes our talents and He takes our characters, and what does He do with them? He changes us, doesn't He? He wants to change us all. And so as this says, there's like no time to wait, because tomorrow, the people we may have wanted to reach, they may pass away, they may move away. So many things can happen. And do you think the enemy would like that to happen? He would love to take people away from us that we want to reach. And so, don't delay. Please don't delay. I'm going to share with you a few stories of some of our viewers. There's many, 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 many countless stories. But I'm just going to share with you a couple of unique and, they're all unique. But stories of people, our viewers, that are watching and how their lives have been changed, how God is working in their lives. And so there's many exciting stories to tell. I'll start off with, let me just share with you briefly that, you know, Good News TV viewers are all different walks of life. And believe it or not, viewers of Good News TV, there have been at least three pastors from other churches that have become Adventists from watching Good News TV. And so one of those pastors, his name is Ed, and he and his wife started watching the channel primarily because they are interested in their health. They want to stay healthy. And so they're watching the exercise programs, they're watching the healthy cooking programs to get hints on, you know, how to cook more healthy for themselves. And they also started watching the doctrinal programs, you know, the Bible teachings. And most of the time, you know, they could agree with them. But because they're from another denomination, there was some experiences that they had where actually the pastor became concerned because it wasn't what he understood from the Bible. It wasn't what he was teaching from the pulpit himself from his other church. So he was literally getting up and arguing with the TV. What about this Bible verse, Pastor? And what about that Bible verse? And he was also sitting there late thinking about it. And long and short of it is he said it was like the Holy Spirit was reading his mind, because as he projected and said, what about this Bible verse? Then the pastor on TV would actually address that Bible verse and actually clarify it for him and help him to understand what the Bible was actually teaching, which was different from what he understood. So he found himself kind of grappling with that. And, you know, I'm sure he was filled with anxiety at times and so forth. But, you know, he had an open heart, as we all should have. We may think we know it all, but perhaps we may have something out of sorts. So you know what he did? He started re-studying the Bible. He actually got the 28 Fundamental Beliefs from Good News TV as well, and he studied that. Three times he read it, and ultimately he made a huge decision, which was to leave. I mean, he basically left his pastorship, came to the Adventist Church, and I praise the Lord that he actually became a Seventh-day Adventist pastor. He is retired, and so he doesn't have a church, but he is available sometimes if people want to have him come to the church. Pastor Ed is such a blessing, and as I mentioned, you know, he's one of three, at least three, pastors who have left their own church because of what they learned on Good News TV and the realization that we're teaching, you know, very clearly and completely from the Bible. So praise the Lord for Pastor Ed. I want to share with you also about Martha. Martha is a young widow. Her husband actually died at an early age. And in her church denomination, you know, she heard some rumors, but she wanted to know for sure. So she went to the priests of her church and she asked, "What has happened to my husband? Now that he's dead, where is he?" Well, there's a lot of teachings out there, and these priests told her that he's in purgatory. He's in purgatory, and if you're familiar with purgatory, it is, I would say, not a pleasant place because you burn. You're burning for some unknown length of time to purge the sins from you. So apparently it's not Jesus that saves you, but it's the burning in purgatory that saves you. And unfortunately, this was not comforting to her to think that her husband, you know, was burning in purgatory. And so she was anxiety, you know, filled with anxiety. She even was depressed. I'm sure that it was just really just something she was troubled by. Well, she actually had Good News TV on in her house. And then basically, as she was watching, there was actually a program about what happens when you die. And so she was thrilled to learn through the programming on Good News TV that actually you don't burn in purgatory. There is no such concept in the Bible, but actually you sleep. You sleep in the grave until Jesus returns. And she was so comforted to think that her husband was actually sleeping in the grave, a dreamless sleep. He wasn't in this anguish or difficult situation that... And so it was so calming, so comforting to her, so encouraging to realize that the Bible teaches something very different. So, you know, of course she wanted to worship God in truth. She wanted to understand, and so she kept watching Good News TV. She learned about many other things, including the Sabbath. But where could she go to church on the Sabbath? Well, praise the Lord, you know, we have commercials on there, and she learned about the Yuma Central Church. And she went to the Yuma Central Church, and she says that she felt like, wow, I'm home. You know, this is an amazing church, and I just feel part of it. As happens with many, many, many of our viewers, when they come to the church, they stay in the church because they have Good News TV that is continuing to help them to learn about the truth. And she wanted to get involved. Well, she is now a substitute teacher at the Seventh-day Adventist School in Yuma. So she is just a vital part of our church family, and I praise the Lord for Martha and so many of our viewers whose lives have been changed and are being changed. I'll share with you also about Robert. Robert actually was, so he grew up in a family, he didn't grow up in a family, he actually grew up in foster care. Various foster care homes he stayed in. And so if you can understand, he didn't really understand the concept of a family. So he somehow got addicted. I mean, he got addicted to so many different things, including drugs and alcohol and tobacco. And so he was, you know, maybe it was a form of his coping. You know, he didn't have family. And so he was addicted, including a meth addict. And so a friend of his actually had found Good News TV and invited him to watch it. She actually had just come to the Paradise Valley Church and been baptized. She was so excited. She shared with Robert about this, and so he started watching. Started off maybe skeptical, but he started watching it because he saw how it changed his friend's life. And so he started watching it, and one thing after another dropped off of his life as far as the addictions. He actually was able to stop his meth addiction. He was able to stop, you know, the drinking. And he was able to stop periodically the smoking. But it would go on and off and on and off. Well, Susan, my wife, actually was able to meet him and with his friend. And they sat down and Susan said, you know, why don't you come to church with us sometime? And, you know, you can help us with cameras. And so he was, you know, a little bit maybe hesitant, but he came. And we got him involved with video, and Robert started helping. And he continued to learn and grow in his walk with Jesus and to come to realize that he's been adopted into Jesus' family. He's been adopted into God's family. And now he has a father. Now he has a brother. And the church family is also his family. So he is such a beautiful person. He got baptized, but continued to struggle with smoking. You know, so many people struggle with smoking for some reason. This is just one thing that just keeps people gripped. But he called us about 6 months ago, and he told us, you know, I waited to tell you this because I wanted to make sure, he said, but God gave me the victory. God gave me the victory over smoking. And so he continues to work in Robert's life like he wants to work in all of our lives. And so now he doesn't hesitate to share. I was actually thinking about bringing him, but he's a beautiful man that I pray that you can meet one of these days. If you see people behind the camera, Robert is one of them, maybe at camp meeting or something to that effect. So we praise the Lord for Robert. I'll share with you also about Kathleen. So Kathleen, she grew up in a Christian home, so Robert didn't, you know, he didn't know God. Robert didn't know God, but Kathleen grew up in a Christian home, and she had a Christian, you know, church, and she actually went to a Christian school. She has a condition called dyslexia, and in her church home, in her church family, the leaders of the church and the school leaders, because of this dyslexic situation, this condition that she had, she was told time and again, you're going to amount to nothing. You're going to amount to nothing, and you're going to hell. Okay, I can't believe that this was what she was told. She was told this time and time and time again, you're going to amount to nothing, and you're going to hell. Okay, so she came to believe this because she was told it so many times. So if you can imagine, she was afraid of God. If you're going to be sent to hell, she was afraid of God. She was afraid of school. and she was afraid of church. She lived in fear, really. And I would love to tell you, oh, yeah, you know, she found Good News TV in her 20s or 30s or 40s. She found Good News TV in her 70s. I praise the Lord that she found Good News TV and that she learned that actually God loves her, that he has a plan for her, and that he wants to prepare her for heaven, not hell, and that he is a beautiful, loving God. And so Kathleen now says, if even one person can learn the truth about God's character and really that he has a plan for us and that he wants us to be in heaven rather than what people in different walks of life tell us, then to her it's all worth it. If even one person, she says, can learn the truth. Well, this is just a sample, and there's many, many more. As it says in 9th Thessalonians, we must give this message quickly, line upon line, precept upon precept. Men will soon be forced to great decisions. It is our duty to see that they are given an opportunity to understand the truth, that they may take their stand intelligently on the right side. The Lord calls upon his people to labor earnestly and wisely while probation lingers. But we all know that probation is lingering today, and there's many people that don't know about Jesus. They don't know about Jesus more and more around us. There's so many philosophies and so many that just don't even want to have anything to do with God because of the fact that they have been told something wrong about, you know, that's inaccurate about God's character. But we want them, you know, to know the truth, so that they can come to love Jesus and prepare their lives, you know, for eternity. So this kind of also shares a little bit about, you know, what happens with Good News TV. And that is, you know, we started here in Phoenix. But as I read this, Acts 1:8, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now, we're not going to the end of the earth, but we are trying to follow God wherever he is leading, ultimately. And so we started out in Phoenix, but it is since the ministry has grown over the years since 2009. We're now on 10 TV stations here in Arizona. That covers a population of about 90% of the population of Arizona. And it's continuing to grow. There's going to be an opportunity to actually pursue other opportunities. And so we're doing what we can here in Arizona, but God also gave us an opportunity in Sacramento, California. There's a group in Denver, Colorado that wanted to start. Now, they're broadcasting what we're broadcasting for them, but we're broadcasting in Denver, and then they're answering the phones. And then also in Spokane, Washington. So it's expanding. It's growing. But this is our home, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, that's our home. And so I praise the Lord that God continues to work in people's hearts everywhere. And we want to follow God and be faithful to him, whether it's in Jerusalem, Judea, or Samaria. We want to just reach people in every part of the world. And we have various ways to do that, such as the fact that we have not only broadcasting, but we have apps on different platforms like Roku and Apple TV and Fire TV that people can watch anywhere in the world. And we also have an app, a free app, on the cell phone. So you can actually download the app on your cell phone and watch all four of our channels. I don't know if I mentioned, but there's an English channel, there's a Spanish channel, there's a music channel, and there's a children's channel. And so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're trying to reach people in different demographics, in different environments, so that as many people as possible can learn about Jesus and be prepared for eternity. As I mentioned earlier, it's 100% Adventist programming. And because we're focused on getting the Adventist programming into people's living rooms so they can make decisions for Jesus, we are not as focused. We don't focus on doing productions. We do camp meeting, you know, every year up in Prescott. And we praise the Lord for that opportunity. But primarily what we do is we take the amazing content that exists and get it on over the airwaves. But in addition to that, to localize it, what we do is we promote events that are happening at the churches. So if Grace in the Desert is having an event, we want to promote it. We want people to know that there's an event happening at this church so that people will be, and that they're invited to come so that they can come. And so just as an example, you know, if you look, there is many, many different events happening, you know, that we've promoted and we want to continue to promote. And so again, you know, if you have an event, we want to promote it on the channel. This would happen, basically the promotions go in between the programs so that people are watching the program, and then instead of a commercial, it's basically a promotion of an event that is happening at a church, an Adventist church that may be near them. There's also camp meeting and concerts and so forth that we do a variety of different promotions. In addition to that, we actually promote, we actually have pastors throughout Arizona that are personally inviting the viewers to come to their church. And this is a good way for the viewers to see a familiar, friendly face and know that there's a church that is near them where they can come and worship, you know, that actually teaches what we teach on the channel so that they can feel comfortable. They actually know a friendly face. And, you know, one of the friendly faces that we promote is this man. And I praise the Lord for Pastor Greg. And he is actually appealing, you know, to the viewers to want to come here. So we praise the Lord for this church, and we want to do everything we can to encourage the viewers to come here. And so Pastor Greg, as all of them, you know, the authority of the church, inviting the viewers to come to your church. So you may see visitors that show up that you've never seen before. Don't hesitate. It doesn't matter if they came from Good News TV or not. Just ask them. A good thing to, I mean, it doesn't even matter if you think you're afraid. You know, they may have been coming for 6 months, and it's so embarrassing to talk. Just introduce yourself. You know, you can just say, I may have met you before, but I have a bad memory. You know, we all do. And just say, you know, my name is Luke. You know, what's your name? And then when they respond, you can just say, how did you hear about our church? Or how long have you been coming here? And that is a good way to find out, where did they come from? Maybe they're visiting for the first time. Maybe they are not Adventist. Maybe they are, and they're just visiting from out of town. It doesn't matter, but it's a good way to start a connection, start a conversation, and to help people that are maybe, you know, can you imagine going to a church for the first time ever by yourself? You've never been there. You don't know anybody there. That is basically the experience of most of our viewers. They may have seen the friendly face of Pastor Greg on the promotion, and they are probably praying that they'll see him so that they can talk to him. But if they see friendly, welcoming faces, then this will help so much. So let me share a little bit more about, you know, I've shared a few testimonies, and I've shared kind of what Good News TV is about, a little bit of behind the scenes. And I could share a variety of things, you know, about behind the scenes. I mean, this is like technological stuff here. You know, I could talk about towers, I could talk about transmitters, but, you know, this will go over most of our heads. And really, you know, whatever. But I'll tell you, the most important perspective about the ministry is something like this. This is from the top of South Mountain here in Phoenix, looking over at night from the tower sites at the community. And I don't know about you, but when I look at this, this is actually the lights of the community. When I look at this, I think, wow, look at all these people. These are all families. You know, these are lights that are in different people's homes, families of people that need to know about Jesus. You can look to the east, to the north, to the west, to the south, and you see something similar to this from South Mountain here in Phoenix. 4.5 million people, roughly, are being reached by the TV station here in Phoenix. And I praise the Lord for that. because it's there for people to tune into 24 hours a day. So now I want to share with you about this amazing project, okay? God has helped us expand over the airwaves on television. As I mentioned, 10 TV stations here in Arizona, and actually 3 radio stations. 2 of them are on the Navajo Nation, and there will be a 4th on the Navajo Nation as well. We're partnering with the Arizona Conference, and we'll operate those stations on behalf of the conference for Dene Adventist Radio. But this particular opportunity is something that came to us that is amazing, and that is, over the last couple of years, we've been praying more and more about, you know, God, we're reaching people over the airwaves on television, but so many people might not be watching TV, you know, but there's another avenue that is broadcasting that is available, and that is radio. And so this particular radio station, this is kind of an illustration of, and actually I was out in the parking lot, you can hear the station clear, but the point is, there is a radio station here in Phoenix that is available for sale. And so, when we pursued the Phoenix TV station, we thought, this is crazy, this is impossible. And it is, it's impossible. This radio station is even more impossible. But, do you think it's possible for God? Absolutely. It's not possible for us as a ministry, but with your help and your prayers, it can become possible. So this is what I want you to pray about. You know, whether you want to support the Ministry of Good News TV on a monthly basis to just help us with the operations, I praise the Lord. If you want to give toward this project, if you want to give like $50, praise the Lord. But some of you may be able to and willing, if asked, if the Holy Spirit is impressing you, you may be able to get $50,000. You know, this is not a small project, I'm telling you. And it is way beyond our ability. But again, God can impress each of us. You know, just as when the Israelites were trying to build the sanctuary and they were gathering up, they ended up having to say, stop, because we have too much. I mean, that would be amazing. We're not there yet today with this project. But God can work miracles. So before I advance this, as this says, mass media is the most effective method to reach large cities. Did you know that? I am so excited. I'll share with you now that because of Good News TV, we know for sure that baptisms in the areas where we broadcast, baptisms increase by at least 50%, because it's Good News TV viewers that are coming and being baptized. And not only is it at least 50% increase where we're broadcasting on TV, but it is much bigger, you know, in other areas. And the point is that we're on television right now, and I praise the Lord for that. But in addition to that, radio. You can see that television is there as a second bullet, and that is that people actually consume, 86% of the people actually consume television every single day. And they watch it regularly, rather. But 88% of the population actually listens to AM or FM radio station. And so this station is actually FM, which is where most people are watching. We're also on social media, and we're on streaming. We have streaming apps. So we're covering all of this except for radio, which is the top one, right? And it is a much different audience. It is actually people that are, I'm just going to advance this here. It's a little out of sorts. Okay, at the bottom there on the left, it is a different audience. Different people actually are listening to radio and watch TV, and it's at different times. So this was amazing. While we were introduced to this opportunity, someone actually called us out of the blue. Never happened before. They actually are a Good News TV viewer. We don't even know who they are. Could have been an angel. I don't know. But they told us, they said, do you have a radio station in Phoenix? And I'm like, what? You know, that was weird. That was just a couple weeks ago. And we asked, why do you ask? You know, because we were actually literally just praying about the radio station here. They said, well, I watch Good News TV and I really enjoy it, but it sure would be nice if you had something that when I'm driving around that I could listen to that's similar. And so we felt like, wow, that is amazing. So it's a different audience at different times of the day. This is a rare opportunity. This doesn't come along often. This is a full-power radio station, FM. And so although AM radio is not as popular these days, not listened to as often, FM radio is definitely popular. And this particular station reaches a massive audience. As I mentioned, for TV, the same thing for radio, about 4.5 million people here in the Phoenix metropolitan area would be covered by this station. So normally it would cost like $5 to $10 million for a station like this. But amazingly, this one is valued at about $7 million, but their asking price is $2.9 million, which, okay, for any of us here, probably, that's crazy. That's a lot of money still. But when we're collectively talking and when we see the value and we compare it to souls, like how much is a soul worth? These days, some people's homes is worth more than $2.9 million. And some people's second homes are worth that. Not mine, but some people's. But, you know, with inflation. Anyway, $2.9 million is the asking price. And they implied that they would even take less if it was a cash offer. We don't have the cash. But but we know that God wants to work a mighty miracle here. And so this would include, you know, hours and hours of drive time. When people are driving around Phoenix, or they're commuting maybe between here and L.A. or up to Payson or up to Flagstaff or down to Tucson, you can hear this station leaving the Phoenix metropolitan area still, up to Wickenburg and so forth. So hours and hours of listening time is available. And this would be obviously our home city. And I just want to point out, you know, this is not going to it's not going to last long for sure, because full power radio stations don't go up for sale in major metropolitan areas. And when they do, you know, they go quickly and usually, and so we're just praying that God will allow us to be able to move forward with this. But we need your help. We need your help to actually do this. So please call us, or let us know, or talk to us in the foyer if you think that you want to consider supporting that project. We're looking for any support. And especially, of course, you know, at $2.9 million, we need big support. So please consider if God is impressing you. As I mentioned, you know, Good News TV and the Good News TV end of things, we praise the Lord that we know for sure that baptisms because of Good News TV viewers has been increasing at least 50% because it's Good News TV viewers being baptized. And that's over an extended period of time where we're broadcasting. And people are actually making decisions for Jesus. They're coming to our church and they're being baptized. And they stay in the church. You know, baptism is kind of a proclamation public of what people are doing. These are all Good News TV viewers that are baptized in the various churches that we broadcast. And this is just a small little sample, you know, just to give you a taste. But I praise the Lord for all these different people of different, you know, backgrounds. Eva Lunessa, I mean, she was 17 years old when she got baptized. Watching Good News TV, her and her friend, high school friends, they made decisions for Jesus. And so many of our viewers do. But that's just the start of their journey. I mean, that's this big step in their journey, not the start, but a big step. And it continues here in their church family. Lunessa is actually a deaconess at her church in Tucson. And as I mentioned, so many of our viewers get involved in the church. They want to be part of the church. They want to help other people to learn what they have been learning. So it's exciting. And so I'll just, you know, mention again that TV has been a tremendous impact in the community. Okay, TV has been a tremendous impact in the community. We have been able to see souls saved for Jesus. And with radio, it certainly would be a similar situation. I know on the Navajo Nation, you know, on the stations that Dene Adventist Radio has seen souls coming in and being baptized through the airwaves there. And I know that the group in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, likewise, they're getting as many, if not more, people making decisions through radio than on TV. And radio format is a little different. You make shorter programs, a lot of shorter programs, because you want to make sure that they hear the whole program while they're listening before they get to their destination. But we've heard stories that people, if they are getting out of range, they'll actually pull over to the side of the road, or they'll pull into the parking lot where they're going to, and they'll just sit there and wait, you know, to get to the end of the program because they're just really excited about what they're learning. So decisions are being made for Jesus through television, and new members, you know, are coming in through various communities, and many, many will come in through radio. I'm quite sure of that. God is amazing. I'm just going to, let's see here. I'm going forward here. I think somehow I'm going backwards. Okay, there we go. Sorry. I'm going to back it up one. Okay, last story that I'll share with you, and then we'll conclude. Mason, at 5 years old, he lives here, well, he lived here in the Phoenix area. His grandparents, Leland and Barb, Leland has been a longtime supporter of Good News TV and a volunteer. Leland was not a grandfather when he started helping us in 2009, but has since become a grandfather. Mason is one of his grandsons. And Leland, the grandfather, and Mason, because Leland wanted his grandson to be connected with Jesus, they came up with like kind of a practice that they would go and sit on Mason's bed. Let me back up and say that Mason's parents are in the military, so they're overseas. So his grandparents are actually taking care of Mason while they're overseas. So Mason and grandfather Leland would sit on Mason's bed and watch the children's Good News TV channel regularly. And so one day they're watching Good News TV, children's channel, and what Leland said is that the presenter on TV, who was talking to the live audience as well as the TV viewers, he said, "You know, it's never too early to give your life to Jesus," he said to these young people. And he said, "Would you like to give your life to Jesus? If so, then would you join me in prayer?" And Leland said that while he was sitting there, when that happened, Mason scooted off the bed and got down on his knees. And he prayed to Jesus right then and there as the pastor on the TV actually was praying. And that just warmed Leland's heart to realize that God was working in Mason's heart, that he was actually making his own decision for Jesus at 5 years old. He said, Leland, that is, "You know, your children's channel is the most important channel, I believe, that you're airing." And I'm sure grandparents would think the same, parents would think the same thing. But we're broadcasting all four of these channels, I praise the Lord, to reach people where they're at. So I praise the Lord, you know, for how Mason has made a decision for Jesus. In addition, then, Leland's wife, Barb, so the parents came back from their military overseas, back to Texas. And so Barb is actually driving Mason home to his home in, to his parents in Texas. And he basically, so Barb asked Mason, "Mason, are you looking forward to being back with your parents? You know, they're driving back to Texas to be there." He said, "Yeah." And then he paused and he said, "But things are going to be different." And Barb was a little bit caught off guard. Mason said, she said, "What do you mean things are going to be different?" Well, Mason said, "Well, now I know Jesus. And so things are going to be different." So Barb understood also, not only did he make a decision for Jesus, but he realized that his life was different that he was different, and that things are going to be different in his family. What a profound thought that at 5 years old, this young Mason actually is making decisions for Jesus, and he's changing. As it says in Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Regardless of what experience that we have, God wants us to be changed. He wants us to be different. Whether it's Mason, you know, at 5 years old, making his decisions at an early age, or myself as an adult, or Kathleen in her 70s, realizing for the first time that God loves her, or Robert, who never had a family, didn't understand what a father was, that suddenly has a church family, and he realizes that God loves him. Or Martha, you know, who actually thought that her husband was burning in purgatory, realizes that he's sleeping in Jesus. Profound things that will change our lives and help us to be ready for heaven. We all have the opportunity to share about Jesus, and this is one way we can do it. It's not the only way, for sure. God wants us all involved individually. But if you can pray, you know, and consider, if God wants you to help Good News TV with monthly operating costs or one-time gift for this radio station, whatever it may be, please consider. And we are just so thrilled to be able to be here with you, with your church family, Grace in the Desert Church. We are looking forward to getting acquainted with you in the foyer and during the lunch we're going to stick around for. But if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. Let us know, and please be praying. Let's go on ahead and have a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise your name and thank you that you have touched our lives personally, that you have forgiven us of our sinful nature, and that you have helped us continue to change as you want us to do. And Lord, we're thankful for these many stories, these testimonies, these examples of how you're working in people's lives. Perhaps all of us have experiences that we would love to share, either about ourselves or about our loved ones or our neighbors. If we don't, then help us, Lord, to have a testimony. Help us to realize that we do have a testimony and to reach out to those around us. And we just ask that you will impress us about how we can be a personal witness for you, that we can reach people. There may be a glow track that we can share on a certain topic that's for someone that is dealing with depression, or they may be addicted, or they may have lost a loved one, or they may have gotten a divorce. There's so many different possibilities. But Lord, we know that you love us, and we want for you to be at the center of each of our lives so that we can be preparing for eternity. And as we do what we can through Good News TV and Good News Broadcasting Network, we ask that you give us wisdom. We ask that you give us patience. We ask that you give us faith and trust in you, and that you'll help us to be faithful. Faithful until Jesus comes. And help us to reach as many people as possible until Jesus comes through the airwaves. And when they come to our churches, we ask that they will find here at Grace in the Desert a beautiful church family that shares about grace and that encourages those that are weary and that are in trials, that ultimately you're here. You're here in our presence, and that they will just feel part of this family as so many of our viewers do. Lord, may you be glorified in our lives, and may you be lifted up until Jesus comes, we pray in Jesus' name.